Getting the party atmosphere going on Power FM from their brilliant self-titled debut album, The Cat Empire with The Chariot. And we welcome back to the show, Felix Riebel. Good morning, Felix.
Good morning. How are you going?
Doing really well. I mean, there is a lot going on here in South Australia at the moment, but the music of The Cat Empire is here to uplift.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah, we've just come out of it, and I'm sure you guys will be all right. It's just going to be a rough patch for you for a little while, isn't it?
That's right. Felix, we last actually heard from you as you were preparing for your State of Music performance, which you can and should check out on YouTube. Have you had the chance as The Cat Empire to perform since that time? I think that was back in June.
No, we haven't. We were on tour in Europe when it all kicked off internationally, I guess. We were in the UK about to head to Spain. Obviously, that didn't happen. So in the space of a few days, you know, everything turned to chaos and we found ourselves on this totally packed flight back to sort of self-isolation in Melbourne. And that was in March. So I guess we haven't done a show or really seen each other in the same room since then.
Such a long year, 2020. Has there been a particular aspect of performing you found yourself longing for? So that, I mean, The Cat are known for great songs, of course, but if you've ever been to a Cat Empire show, amazing solos and the dance moves you put on show, Felix.
Oh, maybe back in the old days. I don't know how many dances I'm pulling off these days. You miss the rush of performing. And I mean, for the Cat Empire, which has really made its career on performing live and that sense of occasion that the audience brings and that the music's kind of about, that's been hard to go without. But at the same time, I mean, you just have to roll with the punches with these things, I think, when they come up. And, you know, instead I've tried to take that energy that you usually save for stage and put it into being productive on a songwriting front. So I've spent a lot of 2020 trying to write music and be in a more, you know, private musical space, which is actually quite nice as well.
Well, we do have to give you congratulations because in the meantime, since we last spoke in August, you dropped your latest EP, Black Room, White Walls, a brilliant record, which you should definitely be checking out.
Yeah, look, I was really proud of that one. It's music I've sort of been working on for quite a while now, and it seemed like a good chance to get it out in the chaos of 2020. And check it out to people. It's very grand and very kind of, what would I call it? Sort of epic, I suppose, is a good word to describe that album. And I've enjoyed making it heaps. It was really good.
Yeah, it is brilliant. And for Cat Empire fans, it's a bit of that grandiose flavour that you might have been missing in 2020. Now, Somersault Music Festival, this is like an oasis on the horizon for us. Something to look forward to next year. Set for Glenelg Beach, Valentine's Day, Sunday, Feb 14. Is the sandy beach a great terrain for a gig?
Oh, it's the best, yeah. it sort of suits the Cat Empire, doesn't it? We've been riding on the mythology we created when we were 19-year-olds, I guess. And the sandy beach is a pretty good place for that band to play. And I mean, Missy Higgins is going to be there.
Yeah,
right. Boy and Bear and Emily Woodamara and the Montaigne's playing there. It's going to be a fantastic lineup. It's really good.
I mean, you'd be well-versed with some of the Australian talent on this list. I mean, you mentioned Missy Higgins there. How many times have you performed on stage with her? Would it just be too many to count now?
Oh, you know, the band, too. I mean, we came up at a very similar stage to Missy, and we have collided many times at festivals, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things, isn't it? Australia's an island still, and there's only so many festivals, and you tend to, as a live performing Australian act, we've both had very, you know, long careers in this country. We've seen each other a stack of times.
Well, I think we're blessed to have you guys both on stage together, both fantastic talents. The great part of some of these forged relationships is how you can use them for good. And the Cat Empire, or at least a couple of the boys from the Cat, Missy Higgins and others, including the awesome Teskey brothers, are working with an organisation called Children's Ground. What work do they do?
Children's Ground is a fantastic organisation. They work with First Nations communities and work with children for 25 years. And they're extraordinary. They're First Nations led. They're real deal. I know the people involved there, and we're ambassadors for them as well. And they have an event coming up on December 10, actually. It's an online event. It's a fundraiser that's free to join. But, you know, anyone who joins should give generously if they can, because the work that they do is not just sort of supporting people on the ground in a very, very substantial way. It's creating a system that that can down the track be brought to government and create structural change. It's a form of education, and I thoroughly recommend that everyone check out Children's Ground.
Well, you could do that by finding the Cat Empire on Facebook. All the links are there. As Felix said, December 10 is the date for that event. But you might turn your attention to Somersault Festival. It's coming to Glenelg Beach, Sunday, Feb 14. Mizzy Higgins, Boy and Bear, LAB Montaigne, Emily Warramara, and, of course, the Cat Empire. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Felix Riebel, thanks for coming back on the show, mate.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Good to hear.